Radio Xanadu
with Steve Martin.
Yep, Steve Martin until 2. That was Saxon Wheels of Steel. We've actually eaten a little bit into the second hour, so we might struggle to fit all 15 tracks in from the top 15. Rock Flashback from 1980, but we'll give it a go. We'll start with this one from The Vapors, number 15.
Reaction.
makes your scene. Now you're caught in her reflection.
Reflection.
17. She's a beautiful mutation.
Mutant.
We sow the seeds of a future generation. Boys love future girls,
and all the girls.
All the girls just love to hate.
And all the boys.
All the boys, they
wanna make her,
want to take her
home with them.
With them.
Because she's 17. Could this be love?
17.
She's only 17.
I want you 17.
The Regent and 17 at number 14 in our rock flashback from 1980. 1980 was a sad time for pirate radio, because on March the 20th, 1980, Radio Caroline and the Mi Amigo sank in the North Sea, and it was nearly three and a half years before they actually returned to the airwaves on the Ross Revenge. Whereas on Merseyside, pirate radio was flourishing at the time, with stations like Radio Jackie North, Merseyland Alternative Radio, Radio Eleanor, and many, many more. Right, carrying on with the Rock Flashback 1980. At number 13, it's AC/DC.
Too much.
Steve Martin.
Number 12.
Belfast, they were Stiff Little Fingers at number 12 in our rock flashback from 1980. If you'd like to contact us at the station for anything, requests or dedications a little bit later on, you can email us at radiox@rock.com, radiox@rock.com. You can text us 07-548-325-107, 07-548-325-107, or the Windows Live MSN Messenger, Xanadu997@rock.com. Come, if you'd like to suggest a year, maybe for next week, for our rock flashback, you can do that. You can also email me direct, steve.martin@rock.com, steve.martin@rock.com. Xanadu 107 FM, Steve Martin with you until 2. 2 o'clock, it's Radar Roy. 3 o'clock, it's Tony Hollis. And at number 11 in our rock flashback, this is Queen.
It started off so well. Said we made a perfect pair. I clothed myself in your glory and your love. How I loved you, how I cried. Years of care and loyalty were nothing but a shame. I have no
number 10 in our rock flashback from 1980, Rainbow All Night Long. You might have noticed at the moment on the telly the Winter Olympics taking place. Well, back in 1980, this month, February, the Winter Olympics took place in Lake Placid in the United States. And the event dubbed the Miracle on Ice took place, where a team of college kids from America beat the might of the Soviet Union to the gold medal in the ice hockey. Of course, our own Robin Cousins won the Olympic gold medal at the figure skating championships. That was all in 1980. And at 1980, in our rock flashback, at number 9, it's Jefferson Starship.
Just don't care.
Xanadu 107 FM with The Police at number 8. And don't forget you can listen to us online 24 hours a day at www.radiozanadu.co.uk. www.radiozanadu.co.uk. The lineup for the rest of the day goes something like this. At 2 o'clock, it's Radar Roy. 3 o'clock, Tony Hollis. 5 o'clock, Eric Shin. 6 o'clock is the New Metal Overload. 8 till 10, Steve West. 10 till 12, Joe King. And 12 till 2 is Russell Bland. And at number 7, this of course is John and Vangelis. I Hear You Now.
Willie is happy again. Suki plays. plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. Could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
We're counting down the top 15 rock singles from this week in 1980. Number 6, Peter Gabriel, featuring Kate Bush on backing vocals, incidentally, on that one, with a track called Games Without Frontiers, which, of course, is about the game It's a Knockout. Remember that with Stuart Hall? That was back on in the days 1980. If you've got a suggested year that you'd like us to feature, then get in touch. The text number you can text us is 07-548-325-107. That's 07-548-325-107. You can email us radiox@rock.com, or you can email me directly, steve.martin@rock.com. Xanadu 107 on a Sunday afternoon, counting down to Radar Roy at 2 o'clock, and counting down the top 15 rock singles from this week in 1980. At number 5 with the Boomtown Rats.
At least once or twice. You come over to my place. You're screaming blue murder, needing some place to hide. Hey, well, I wish you'd keep quiet. Imaginations run riot in these paper-thin walls. And when the place comes ablaze with a thousand drop names, I don't know who to call. Off at saving some fish. Now could that be construed with some radical views or some liberal wish? Oh, it's
Kiss me, I just gotta
Ramones at number 4 in our rock flashback from the year when a pint of beer cost 35p, a litre of petrol was 28p, a loaf of bread 33p, and a pint of milk 17 pence. Those were the days, eh? And these are Annie Lennox and the Tourists with So Good to Be Back Home Again.
So good to be back.
To
Radio.
Radio.
Costello, I Can't Stand Up For Falling Down. I'll play that one for me, I'll make Mike stand. I'll try to imply anything Mike would. I Can't Stand Up For Falling Down. Yes. That's at number 2 in the rock flashback from 1980. We've just about managed to squeeze everything in. Stand by at 2 o'clock, it's Radar Roy. But we'll play out with with the number one rock single from this week in 1980. This is Blondie Atomic. See you next week, Toronto.
Number one!
We'll be right back.